Theodore Wheeler is a writer, bookseller, and college professor from Omaha. He is author of the novels In Our Other Lives and Kings of Broken Things, and the collection of short fiction, Bad Faith.
I feel like I was always a writer, even when I was 3 or 4 years old, was telling stories in or writing stories out. So I always just had that talent and that interest. Through high school, was making comic books. I was an English major when I was in college, writing for the college newspaper.
Wheeler is a highly accomplished author, receiving numerous awards, including being honored with the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Writing Fellowship. Through all this success, Wheeler credits literature with being a lifelong passion.
So really, so much of my life has been around writing. I think it's the way I communicate the best.
Wheeler's love for writing and literature has followed him through to his professional life.
I couldn't really imagine doing anything else, even besides being a novelist and now a college professor. I was a reporter for 14 years. So really, just about every day of my life, I've been writing something.
On November 14th, Wheeler released his newest novel, The War Begins in Paris, giving credit to his background playing into the genre of this story.
This is my third novel and my second historical novel. But even my other novel was still topical, I guess. So I think coming from my background as a reporter, I just like to base things in stories that have some sort of historical fact to it or some sort of relevance, I guess, to what's actually happening in the world.
The inspiration for The War Begins in Paris started to be conceptualized by Wheeler about a decade ago.
I started this story about 10 years ago or 10 years ago came across the story of a real reporter named Jane Anderson. So Jane was a war correspondent in her early 20s when she was reporting from the First World War. Was kind of an adventure reporter, a very fascinating person where she was the first woman to ride in an airplane over London, was the first reporter of any kind to ride in a submarine, reported from the trenches in World War I.
Being inspired by this reporter's life, Wheeler created and wrote a unique story to share with readers.
So, The War Begins in Paris is a historical noir novel. It's set among a cohort of American foreign correspondents who gather in Europe in 1938. Mostly tells the story of a young woman's life and how it's propelled by a series of visions that take her from the Mennonite farm where she's raised to working as a foreign correspondent in Paris. And ultimately what she comes to see is a secret mission to assassinate a Nazi propagandist in wartime Germany.
Honoring the journalists that work in good faith for the betterment of society is a thought that was constant with Wheeler as he wrote The War Begins in Paris. To find out more about Wheeler and his publications, visit theodorewheeler.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tegg.